And now, Bookmarks, writers on books they love.
Hi, my name is Tom Kunkel. I am the author of Man in Profile, Joseph Mitchell of The New Yorker. The book I want to recommend to you is called Here is New York by E.B. White. Here is New York is one of the smallest books about New York City, but there's no question in my mind that it is absolutely one of the best. E.B. White was someone who worked for The New Yorker magazine for much of his life. He was one of the first people in the door when The New Yorker was founded and was one of the people that was really incredibly inspirational, helped shape the magazine that we came to know and still know to this day. In the early 1990s, I was researching a biography of Harold Ross, who founded The New Yorker. And I'm thinking, all these people landed in New York in the mid-20s, but none of them were from New York. How did they know what they were supposed to be doing with a magazine that presumed to tell people, smart people, about New York and what was cool and interesting about it? And I was really having a hard time in my research trying to answer that question myself when I stumbled across Here is New York. It was as if someone had handed me a key to unlock this great mystery. I was so thankful to E.B. White, and I learned later that many people felt the same way. It's just this phenomenally fun, insightful piece. Even now, even though it's almost 70 years old, if you read it today, you'll have such a strong sense of how New York works. One of the main things that E.B. White lays out in the book is that there really are three New Yorks. The first New York is that of the natives, and they give it this sort of blasé solidity. And the second New York is that of the commuters who come in from the suburbs. They see New York every day, but only really narrow slivers of it. But it is the third aspect of New York, the settlers, that really give New York its passion and its spirit and its driving force. And these are people precisely like the Harold Rosses and the James Thurbers of the world, who came to New York from other places. And they were so dazzled by it, and they were so fascinated by it, and they were so curious about it that they were just awestruck. And it finally dawned on me that the reason, in many ways, the New Yorker worked from the start is because these people were exploring their own curiosity about New York in the magazine every week. New York's been something of a second home to me ever since, and I continue to be just amazed by how insightful E.B. White is about this complicated city.
Thomas Kunkel recommends Here is New York by E.B. White. You'll find more bookmarks on our website at ttbook.org.